I'm David Darcy for Adobe Airstream Radio. Whit Stillman's Damsels in Distress comes 14 years after the director's last movie. It's clever, it's urbane, that's not a word you hear these days, and it's about characters in a place you can't imagine existing anywhere but the imagination of a writer. Three lovely women students at leafy Seven Oaks College, led by Violet, played by Greta Gerwig, find a fourth new student whom they take under their wing. They want to protect her from the primitive men on campus who live in the fraternity houses. So primitive that the houses have Roman instead of Greek letters. So primitive that their odor makes the women physically sick. The women also operate a house to prevent the lovelorn from committing suicide on campus. There's not much risk of that, and the men are a lot more boyish and harmless than the ones you'll actually meet at any college, especially one with fraternities. It doesn't matter. The story is a pretext for a comedy of manners that takes you through all sorts of theories about human behavior. It's more about fun than it's about philosophy. Yet it does ask questions like, why do we fall in love, and is there anything that we can do about it but talk, talk, and talk? That's what you do in a Whit Stillman film. The women lock horns with the editor of the school paper, the Daily Complainer, and with a handsome guy on the make with the worst phony accent this side of Madonna in her British period, who tells them about being a Cathar, a member of a renegade French religious sect that practiced anal sex and celebrated the Sabbath on Tuesday. Tuesday? Why Tuesday? I guess you had to recover from the religiously mandated revels of Saturday night. But as a character in Damsels in Distress might say, I digress. It's a fable, but about what? About the foolishness of any schemes of human improvement, much less human perfectibility? There's a lot of silliness here, which makes it all the more realistic. But not too realistic, either as a story or as a contemporary movie. There's a willful oddity or absurdity or just awkwardness to Damsels in Distress, like its title, and the amateurishness of some of the acting, and the backlit outdoor effects that give what look like halos to the three women. Stillman is reminding us that it's an entertainment. But here's a question. Is Damsels in Distress so witty that it might scare away the age group in the movie? Let's hope not. For Adobe Airstream Radio, I'm David Darcy.